Ladies and gentlemen, on our agenda at this point, it says recess, but given the fact that it's only 3:43, we're going to keep on chugging here for a little while. So it's a time for our public hearings. We're very glad that you're with us this afternoon, giving up your Thursday evening and hopefully not too much of your Thursday afternoon, and hopefully not too much of your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. And speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my right and your left, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourself.
Thank you, Chairman Wheatley. As the chairman stated, this is the time for the public hearings that are scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission as shown on this afternoon's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings are being simultaneously broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County in its deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present and everyone participating virtually is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance or participating virtually must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. For those of you here in this room, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. For testimony from people here in this room, supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves so that they can speak first. We will start with folks present in this room, and then we will ask to hear from people participating remotely through the call-in number. For those of you here on the premises who wish to speak, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We just need the name and place of residence from anyone speaking on the phone. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there is more than one witness in favor of or in opposition to the application, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. Please understand that it is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. The chairman has the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, the commission may take action on the application or defer it until a later date. Once the record is closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, or other conversations or communications about the application. The commission's decision will be based solely on the record from the public hearing. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. Our first public hearing is conditional use number 2355, Dan Velez and Mary Christ Vireo.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a business park containing mixed-use buildings for office and retail purposes to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.15 acres more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Lighthouse Road, which is Route 54, approximately 0.3 mile east of Hudson Road, which is Sussex County Route 387. The 911 address is 32634 Lighthouse Road, Selbyville, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 18, Parcel 35.03. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, we have a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Yep.
All right, if you'd come up, please. This is your time. Someone who is representing the application, someone from the applicant.
Yeah.
Is that you?
Good afternoon. We own the land in Lighthouse Road.
Okay.
My name is Mary Chris Birao.
Okay.
We have the intention to apply to use the lot as a conditional use for our physical therapy office. Currently, it is existing physical therapy for 5 years in town of Selbyville, and we are hoping to relocate it to the area that is proposed on Lighthouse Road.
I'm sure you heard what our director read into the record on your behalf, and we appreciate your comments. Is there anything you wish to add before we ask questions?
No, sir.
All right, then. Well, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Wingate.
I just had a couple. I guess the sign blew down because I never did find that, but I knew where the property was. So you're going to have the therapy office, and then you're going to have the storage units.
No, ma'am. We are hoping that we have, because of the land, and we were able to ask for what would be the appropriate, you know, square footage and how many units would it possibly hold for other businesses, and they said it could do 3 or 4. That will be available for rent or additional,
okay,
use for business.
I'm sorry, I thought you were going to put storage in the back of it.
No.
Which bounce up, okay. Hmm. So it looks like 4 different types of units, so you would do any type of business in there, retail?
Not retail, but more professional. So, like, one of them is the physical therapy. So, like, I would imagine, like, accounting firm, like, professional services, such.
It's not that big of a site, so I'm just curious about the parking, this rendering. Is that, are you going to be able to meet the requirements for the parking? That many units?
For 4, yes. There was a site plan that was submitted.
That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
So how many people do you have that work in your office, the therapy office?
The therapy office, there's 5. Some of them are part-time as well. So on a regular basis, I have three people works in the office.
And then you have how many clients that are in there, like, throughout?
It's every hour, so I would say some of them are drop-offs as well. So it would cater to like 5 to 6, maybe in an hour. So I have 3. I would say like 4 because of my therapy availability. Yeah.
Okay.
And then some are drop-offs, some are pick-up.
I'm just looking at the number of parkings. So how many spaces would be required for that many units?
We have a standard for medical and dental clinics and offices, and that's one parking space for each 2 employees plus 4 per doctor or dentist. So that's the standard for the medical offices. So.
Okay. And then the hours of operation?
Hours of operation from Monday to Friday, it's 8 to 5. And then Saturday is by appointment, so technically our Saturdays have been mostly closed, and Sunday as well.
Okay. And then would that be the same that you would implement for the other buildings?
Correct, if it's appropriate for their trade or industry.
Okay. That's all I have for right now.
Okay, all right. Ms. Whately.
Do you want a sign? Do you want a sign to go in the front?
I'm not sure what I'm...
With a conditional use, you can request a sign to say what your business is or where you are, up to 32 square feet. But
I'm not sure if I'm understanding.
So it would be like a sign that would say Tidewater or whatever your name of your company is.
Yes, so yes.
Rehabilitation.
Yes, there will be a business sign there for sure. And then whatever the parameters or the allowed setbacks, then we will follow. We will definitely send that to you guys for approval. And I'm not sure if you need that for the next hearing or not.
No. Do we need to worry about buffers with neighbors?
Behind them is a storage yard for Lighthouse Lakes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, no other questions?
Thank you so much.
Don't go away.
Oh.
Just for clarity, and it's tough when you've never been here before.
No.
Just for clarity, you make like the formal request for something like the sign on a conditional use, but we try to always ask the applicant if they want one so they can get it on the record. Yes, I would like to have a sign. The largest sign that you could have would be the size of a 4x8 sheet of plywood.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then you would ask if it could be lighted as well. It is a small lot, it kind of looks like you're trying to put quite a bit on there. So we'll have to you know, think about that and hear what, you know, what how the rest of the meeting goes.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I don't have any other ones.
Okay. Councilor.
Just one, and it's a suggestion.
Yes.
You know, so you've asked for 5 units on the site. You know, you're going to have to, if you get through the Planning and Zoning Commission and County Council, you're going to have to deal with DelDOT and DENREC and the Conservation District and the Fire Marshal and all those. And when you have one more hearing at County Council, just a recommendation, you might want to talk to an attorney who does land use or an engineer that does land use to be able to present the details of this, because the decision by County Council, and just like the Planning and Zoning Commission, is based on the record. You have the obligation to make a record, you know, that says why we should approve this. You know, and this is not a simple sort of home occupation type of application. It's fairly complex. I know, you know, it's not certainly as big as some we see, but, you know, it's not necessarily a small one either. So you might want to think about that between now and
Because we're flexible into making it, if it's approved for 2 or 3 units, we're okay with that, or 2 units. But right now, our priority is to have the therapy office there, per se. But I understand what you mean.
Okay, yeah. Okay. That's all I have.
Okay.
Thank you.
Staff, anything?
Not for me, thank you.
Okay. All right. You'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2355, Dan Velez and Mary Chris Brad? In favor. Okay, does anyone like to speak in opposition? Operator, is there anyone standing by electronically who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2355?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please
dial 5-star.
We have Ashley on the line. Ashley, your line is open.
Hi, my name is Ashley. I'm an employee with Essex County, just testing the line.
Thank you, Ashley. We hear you loud and clear. We're relieved to know that it's working. Thank you. Okay, operator, is there anyone else standing by?
If there is anyone else on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, nobody has indicated they would like to speak.
All right, thank you. All right, commissioners, any further questions or comments? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.